I don't believe I remember.
No, I know you don't. You wasn't born then. That's for your time.
Miss, I've been living a long time.
Yes.
Miss, do you remember when I was born?
Yes, my body for a whole time like that, yes. What's your other sister's name? Ann, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yes, I knew.
Do you remember Ann?
Yes, ma'am, I knew her
and
too.
And she died when she was 7 years old.
Yes, yes. Another boy, long time ago, he died, and me and Mr. John Ford went down there to the house, old house down there, sitting up when I went and started there. We went in the house. There.
So you were doing what?
I went down to Mr. John at his house, you know, sitting up down at night, something like that.
Did people used to set up around? Set
rails and go around the choir at night, something like that, you know, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Why did people sit up with when they had dead folks?
Oh, long time ago, they sit up all night, Mr. Jean, you know. Long time ago, wasn't there any bombing, you know, heap down long time ago.
Like,
wasn't there any bombing like do name, no long time ago, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And would they all wait, how long would they wait before they buried?
Oh, they had to bury about the next day or something like that, you know. Couldn't hold them out like do name or something like that, you know. I seen them shot and everything that they killed and that. Get them, shut them next day or something like that, you know.
Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, times do change, don't they?
Yes, ma'am, sure do.
Yes, sir. Well, I reckon we better get on with the page here. Nance, when you talk about smoke going up, what does it go up through?
Chimney.
A chimney?
Yes, a chimney.
And what do you call the open place in front of the fireplace?
I got a heater here, that's all I got, that's the place.
Yeah, that's the bucket sitting on.
It's a hearth, fireplace hearth,
the
hearth that calls it.
Oh,
here, here.
Okay.
That's the fireplace, I got that tent.
Uh-huh. All right, now if you had your fireplace open and you were burning logs in it, what would you lay your wood across?
Well, I've been laying across rock there. Take my chair here. Hold on, time, folks. Ain't got to talk.
Oh,
no.
Well, let's see now. If you, what do you call this that's up over?
Mouthpiece is called, yeah.
A what?
Mouthpiece.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that big round piece of wood with the bark on it that you burn?
I ring it's hickory wood, I ring it.
Well, and say if you told your boy to go out and get you a piece of what?
Wood, stick of wood or something like that.
Yes, yes. what would you call the kind of wood that you use to start a fire with?
Kindling, like something like that, you know, folks could get in the wood large, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let me see now. What do you call the black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Soot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What am I sitting on, Ned?
Chair.
Okay. Now, here's a little bit. What do you call the large piece of furniture that two or three people can sit on?
Sofa, I reckon, something like that.
Is that what you used to call it, Nance, when you were...
No, when I raised up, I had benches then.
Why, still then?
Yes, we had benches then. When they ain't like the sofas, they got now.
That's right.
Yes.
They got sofas now, they got benches.
Get benches then. Get our plank.
Oh, Nance, you're sorry. All right.
That's right.
That's right. All right, try this one. The piece of furniture in your bedroom that has drawers in it that you put your clothes in.
Yes.
What do you call that, Nick?
Call that dresser?
Yeah.
Wardrobe or something like that?
And what about the room where you sleep? Now, what do you call this one? Is this where you sleep?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you call this room when you speak out?
My sleeping room. That's all I know.
That's fine.
Yeah.
How about the... what do you call your tables and your chairs and your beds? All your stuff in your house.